Kufi Maran Taira Yud Ches. Bein is Rabbein Zingamore, Rabbeinus and Mishtoi, Rabbeinus and Tov. Zimna Chodo, one time having Kazmin and Bissin, he was going in a ship. The Chazino, Hahu Katalisa. And I saw a box. They have a Mikve Ibo, Avonim Tevis and Margolius. They were set into this box, diamonds and pearls. He had the lay meaning the cabra, and they were surrounding this box with various fish. The Mikri Birsha. These fish are called Birsha. The name of the fish is Birsha. Nachis Bar Amayroi. Bar Amayroi means one who was a good swimmer went down. Asuya to bring this box. The Ragash Uboi Dineshante Li Atme. He felt that the fish wanted to bite him. In the to cut off his side, the Zorak Ziko the Chala, he threw some Chala's vinegar, the Nochis and the fish fled, went into deeply into the sea because of the smell of this vinegar. Nofag Braskola Viyama, a Baskel came out and said, my Yisrochu b'hadi kardalisa v'dvisa v'chinim adesa. What do you want from this box, this chest, of the wife of the v'chinim adesa? The asido le shadya bo t'chelto le tzadiki le'amud v'yossi. In the future, it's a shame she's going to place t'chelos in this chest for tzadikim in Elam Haba. Lashpam, kardalisa argas, a chest, the Mikri Birsha, this fish is Kachshme, that's the name of the fish. Bara Meiroi, Odom Shiyadeh Eloshet B'mayim, a person who knows how to swim in the water. Boy, the Nesham Teliyat, Moshe Bikei Shlachta Chirecha, you want to cut off the side. Sorek Lechala, Chimitz, he threw vinegar. Uborach Meirecha B'yam, the fish fled from its mouth to the yam, to the sea. Mishti Yadeh, Latzliyah Bay, she will hide in this box. Chelus for the Tzadikim in Elam Havor. Loshin Rabbeinu Zohar, Rabbeinu Zohar, Mishtoi, Zimna Chodah, Havei Kazlina, Bishinti, Chazina, Havei Katalisa. Rabbeinu Zohar says, Da'a Yishu Nauki, L'chol Dova Yesh Tachlis. For everything that exists, there is a Tachlis. There is a goal and a future. For the Tachlis, Yesh Ein Tachlis Acher. And for its Tachlis, there is another Tachlis. Gavaya may al gavaya, higher and higher until it reaches the tachlis. Moshul. Tachlis binyan habayis, the tachlis of building a home. The act of building a home is not the tachlis, it's not the goal. The tachlis is kadesh yeheli odom makam lenuach, so the person should have a place to rest, to live in. Now that would seem to be the tachlis, and yet it isn't, because there is a tachlis beyond that one. The tachlis hamenucha, tachlis of resting is kadesh yuchal b'koyach hazeh lavei des Hashem. And with this koyach that he gains through resting, he should be able to be oved Hashem. And that is still not the tachlis shebechol tachlisim. The tachlis ha'avoda, the tachlis of serving Hashem is understood, so forth, to become nichlal and insight. Tachlis shel kol dovar hu mechubal hamachshava v'hasechu. The tachlis of everything is attached closer to the machshava, the thought, and the seichel. Yisem mehadovar shezeh hatachlis bo mimenu. Closer even than this first tachlis of which the second tachlis came from it. The korev hatachlis lahamachshava bekidev yisem mehadovar. The tachlis is closer to the thought, the very first thought that he had, closer even than this last item from which it came. He saif maisev machshava tchila. Because the end of the Maisa is actually in the very beginning of the Machshava, the first Machshava. Nimtza, as a result we see, Shehaseif, they had Tachlis, who Tchila the Machshava, v'kodimla. So it's understood that the end, the very Tachlis, is the very beginning of the Machshava, and the closest to the Machshava. Umei HaTachlis Neshtal Shel HaMaisa. And from this Tachlis, from there, the Maisa comes out. Hamashal, for example. When there arises, when it comes to a person's thought, a plan to build a home, the vaday habayis Einai nivneve basachas. And certainly the home is not built in one time, one motion, one act. Tzorech l'hochen eitzim, he has to prepare first wood. The sateis for livnai is called eitzvi eitz lepitzachai, to carve out, to build, to make every piece of wood according to the size that he needs. Afterwards, the home is built and completed. So we see shleimus habayis, the completion of the home, shehu tachlis habinyan v'seifei, which means the very end of the building of the home. Hoyev machshavat tchila, was in a person's plan at first. The original plan was in his thought he had the picture of the home completed, not with the preparation of the woods. The very first thought of his mind was the building of the home, was the picture of the home. So the result is that the tachlis is closer to the machshava, closer to the thought, than the very beginning of the action. The tachlis of creation, who shashua elam haba, is the einig, the tanug of elam haba. The yef shalakarev zayis hatachlis lemachshava is ben eldam. But this tanug elam haba is so far above a person, the human being, that it is impossible to be mikare, to bring close the tachlis to the thought of a person. Usually the tachlis is the closest to the thought. If this tachlis is so far above that it can't even be brought close to the thought of a person. Because this tachlis, all of them, the Pasuk says, I am Lairoa, so the Kim's Lo Secha. But no eye can see it except for the Kim. Aval a Sadikim be Emes, Gamheim Yechel Lispais to Machshaftom Tachlis Elam Haba. But Sadikim be Tim, even they can also be typhus, can grasp in their Machshava the Tachlis of Elam Haba. Each person according to his how he is nishrash, how he is rooted into the nishmas at tzaddik, so too can he receive from the tzaddik emes even this tachlis which is ayin l'ra'aso, according to how he can stop, break his kaas, his anger, in to drown it in nachmonis, in kindness and in pity. Hainu meaning, kishabo odom leklal kaz, when a person comes to a negative kaz, to anger, to a state of anger, la yifel bekaz le shumach zoris, he should not do with his kaz any type of evil, or an inconsiderate act, cruelty. The adraba yamtik akas brachmanas, it should be mamtik akas with kindness and pity. Ruchinas beregas rachim tiska. Beregas, a time of anger, rachim tiska, then you remind yourself of rachmanas and you soak this kas in rachmanas and use that power of the kas for the sake of rachmanas. From this, by using the rachmanas, from this there is created a crown to those who are anovim, tzaddikim who have anivus, and they flee from any kind of covered and ruling and authority. The oisim atzmon kishidayim, they make themselves like shidayim, three like nothing. Ukshenes atzim ba'atolah shel rachmonas, when they are crowned with this crown of rachmonas of pity, the bechinas hama'atrechi chesed v'rachim, crowned with chesed, with kindness and pity, as I make kabbalin, as I cover the hasrona be'akorcham, then they receive this covet, this honor, this crown against their will. Forcefully, they receive this crown, even though they don't want it. They receive this crown through the rachim. Zebachinas atenes svi l'she'er amoi, a crown of beauty for the rest of his people. She'er l'misha meisim atzmei kishidayim. The Gemara Darshan's she'er means those who make themselves like shidayim, like nothing. Like leftovers, it means anivus. He says, "Shad tzaddik b'deach me'asur aliyah kovay v'inereit z'mahanik z'olam." Because this fact that the tzaddik runs away from ruling and from kovay, and he doesn't want to lead the world, so he says, "Machshava b'olahem b'chinas astaras b'nei Hashem." This thought that a tzaddik has to not to want to rule, where does this come to the tzaddik? From a b'china of astaras b'nei Hashem. For therefore, Hashem turns his face away from us. The fact that there is a lack of emunah among the Jews, this causes astaras b'nei Hashem. According to the amount of kfira that there is chas v'sholem, so too, correspondingly, is there a stor of Nesham Hashem Haidus Faisimas. The angel of Hanegrisom doesn't want to leave the Jews, Hashem. This is meant by the chaos of Hashem, that Hashem turns away. Pona Elayonah for like Ponim. Hashem becomes angry, so he turns his face away from us. And this is the result, this is the Bechin of his chaos. This comes through Vaydezorah, through Kvira. As long as there is a Vaydezorah, Boilam Kvira, so then there is Chalinah, there is anger, Chalashom Hashem. Even when there isn't any actual Avodah Zarah in the world, but the Emunah is not so complete. Then too, the Charein Af of Hashem is there. Hashem hides his face. It's also according to the amount of Emunah that is lacking. Since the fact is that the Charein Af of Hashem is only a rega, that the pasuk is ki rega biapay, his kas is only a rega, only they say ein nirgash ela kishyesha v'nazara b'ilam. Therefore, the Charein Af of Hashem cannot be felt only when there is a v'nazara, actual v'nazara in the world. Then it can be felt because then it's a rega. A rega is still something. Abu b'leya v'nazara ul b'chisara m'shleim esamuna. But when there is no actual v'nazara, only a lack of complete emuna, as I bevadai in the negash miyat tacharinash bechelik arega, then surely it cannot be felt, this drop of charinah, which is only a drop of this adega, the size of the whole charinah is adega. So if there's only a drop of emunah missing, there's only a drop of charinah, which is only a chelik of the adega. This cannot be felt, the enika astoras p'nei Hashem, and they cannot be felt to recognize the astora p'nei Hashem. Avol ha'ishtal shulah shulah charinah, but the ishtal shulah is when the charinah comes down, is lowered, is descended to us. Kishabola Sadiqim, when this comes to Sadiqim, as I must steed him today and make oil. They need some hiding asylum. They hide their face from the world, the Sadiqim, and they don't want to leave the world. Since this Chrein Av of Hashem is only a fraction of a fraction of a part of a rega, so therefore they say, they figure that this, the fact that they are hiding their faces from leading the Jews is not totally, it's not dependent upon the anger of Hashem. But their mind feels that the reason they want to hide their face, not to lead the Jews, is because they are too small. They consider themselves like nothing. They say that they're not fit to lead the world. Emes says that even the Siddiqim do not know, they don't feel this Charein Av of Hashem because it's only such a small fraction. So therefore they think to themselves that the reason they don't want to leave the world is not because there's a Charein Av which comes down to them, but because they feel that they feel animus, they're not fit for it. Is that what this Rabbein Adal says is Peshat and Apostik, which all of the Foshim has cautious about so much? Kishahikten Moshe is Atzma Milelech Mitzrayim. Moshe Rabbeinu was makdin himself. He said he's too small to go to Mitzrayim to be a leader. Omar, he said, "Mi anechi ki elecha pare? Who am I that I am fit to go to pare?" Ushad dvorav. Different words like that. I'm not fit. Koso, the pasuk says, "Vayichar af Hashem b'Moshe." Kasa Hashem burned b'Moshe. So the kashas before Hashem always are: where do you find this Charein Av? How is it? Where did it show out? Where did it come? Where was the Einish Nechlinah? Then it also is Poshid Peirish. Zaysa Haktona. Shlainot Zaliyis Manhig. This Haktona, this Anibus, that made him not to want to be a Manhig. Zay Machmash in a Shtal Shalboi, Charein Af Hashem Kanal. It's because the Charein Af Hashem was in a Shtal Shalboi. V'yichar Af Hashem bin Mesha. The Charein Af came down with a Shtal Shalboi Mesha. And therefore, he didn't want to be the leader. But when the regis and charinav is nimtak through rachmonus, when it is meifikas, but rachmonus is nimtak charinav, sheyesh pesecha tzadikim by rachmonus. Then the charinav, which is tzadikim, is also nimtak through rachmonus. He also rachmonus gaver alei. Then the rachmonus is gaver, overpowers them, umarachem alei. And they have this necessary rachmonus to lead the world. Because of the Rachmanis, they become willing to lead the world. They take upon themselves this leadership, this ruling power, ובזויס הרחמונס הם מנהיגים ישראלון. בחינס כמנחמו מנהגם. This רחמונס, they lead the world. ובזויס כמנחמו מנהגם. Those who have pity on the Jews, they are the ones who will lead them. They mitzvosh, zois rachmonos yatrosom. So as a result, this rachmonos is their crown. Shemi atir aysom, vidas malchus amadagios. This rachmonos makes them become a leader. This rachmonos is in the crown of the midah of malchus amadag. Zembechinas kataliso, the mikvibo abonim tevis. This is pshat negemara, where he said a kataliso, a box, which was set in diamonds. Kataliso peinesh rashbam says agaz, a box, but Agaz Zebchinas Regis Hanal. Agaz means there was the time of Regis. Yastoras Pnei Hashem. Avonim Taivis Zebchinas Atora Hanal. Bechinas Rachmonas Hanal. Avonim Taivis, that's the union of diamonds, a crown, which means the Bechina of the Rachmonas, which makes the crown a Matanechi Chesu Rachmon. This crown which is brought to Rachmonas. The Hadri Law meaning the Kavre of the Mikri Birsha. Zebchinas Emunok, Maima. Tachas Hanatus Yalla Barish. This shows the Inyan of Emuna, like the Gemara says, Tachas Hanatus Yalla Barish. Instead of the thorns that will come, Barish, which means a Inyan Besam, tree of Besam. And the Gemara Dashens, Mordechai. The Mordechai because Kahlacha Besamim Barish Mordechai, which is the Barish of the Besamim Mordechai. And the Tagmoko says, Mordechai. It means Mordechai. The Nikra Yehudi, and Mordechai is called Yehudi al Shem Shekofar Babay Dezora. Mordechai, because he was Kaifar Babay Dezora. The Gemara says, Kalak Kaifar Biyakim Nikri Yehudi. Kaifar is Kaifar Biyakim, is called Yehudi. So, male, this Birsha, which is Reish, which is Mordechai, is an Indian of Emuna. Through Emuna, there is Nimtak Echreinaf. Through what? Through the Yad Torah, which comes to the Achmonis. Omin Chayshev Odom Yatzmai Shiesh Lai Rachmonis Salah. Lena Zal says there are times a person may think that he has enough Rachmonis in the world, and the Reitz about it goes saying he wants to be a leader. This person is actually a Reitz Vach HaKovid. He's chasing, pursuing after Kovid for himself. The Tehler is the Fosse of Rachmonis. And he says he's blaming the fact that he wants the leadership because of Rachmonis, because he has pity. Be emes, he is very far from this kind of a pity on the earth. He calls man she'eli odom emuna b'shleimus, she'ein shleimus achrab. As long as the person does not have complete emuna, where there is no higher madrega of completion emuna, v'adbay emeli l'kabu ha'mlucha v'anaga, and certainly he should not receive the melucha leadership. Afilo misha ma'amin b'ezed dova shumidake ha'moidi. Even a person who believes only has a slight belief in those things that are daki almighty, the superstitions of the goyim. Apa pishu mamav Hashem yizborach, even though he has complete emunah Hashem, but still he has a little bit emunah daki almighty. Vaday einoy lekabla manhigus, then certainly he should not take upon himself leadership. Ki manhigus ikra b'chinas rachman, because leadership the shreddish of leadership is through Rachman. Iker ha-Rachman yasoras akum. Iker ha-Moras is through complete emuna. Afilu shemetz akum. To do away with any kind of vedezorah, even the slightest trace of vedezorah. Afilu keshu emet tzvei yisike baderech. Even when he says that a deer ran across his path, so it's not lucky chas v'shalom, en lo Rachmanos b'shleimus. But he really hasn't got Rachmanos b'shleimus because he hasn't got complete emuna. So mainly Rachmanos is lacking. Therefore, he should not take upon himself the leadership. Even a person who has such a great emuna, until he searches himself thoroughly, there should not remain by with him any type of emuna which he shouldn't have emuna in. He goes in Daki Amiri canal. Like the Daki Amiri, his false beliefs. Tomim im Hashem leikov, he should have complete tenimus with Hashem. Oz Rachmonos be emes, v'loi roi lahanig. Then as Rachmonos is true, and he is fit to lead. Hava misha, ein lei emuna v'shlemes, if a person hasn't got complete emuna, v'didmish yesh lai Rachmonos alam, he imagines that he has Rachmonos in the world, v'loitz lahanig is that he wants to lead the world, z'abachinus ha-malchus te'hal pachla minus. This is the bachinus where the malchus becomes turned over to a picorsus. kimi at tamminus pegin the malchus, because the bit of apikorsis is pegin the malchus. The bechinas hanhogan is leadership. Mahapcholaminus, and it turns it over to apikorsis. Kamesha mahapbechas a malchus le atzmei shumimiyat. He turns the malchus to itself. When he's taking the malchus himself, and he is a little bit of a min, a little apikaitis, so maybe he's turning over chazal the malchus to apikorsis. Therefore, that person should not take any malchus at all. Right now, so as the review, to be divided a little bit what Rabbein Adal said here. Rabbein Adal said that the chadoin af of Hashem is due to a lack of complete emuna. When there is a little bit of emuna missing, chas v'shalom, then there is astaras p'nei Hashem. The astaras p'nei Hashem results in the tzaddikim amitim who refuse to take on the manhigus. They refuse to lead. Now, the tachos here is actually to get Hashem to turn his face toward us again. Pnei Eli v'chaneini. Hashem should turn to us with chesed. So therefore, how can we do that? We can do it only if we can get the tzaddik yoritin to be a manig over us. Then they can bring into us the real emuna, which will take away the chaneini of Hashem. But how can we get the tzaddik yoritin to lead us? Through giving them back the leadership. Which means that if we are mamtik our kas with the rachmonis, this creates an atora, a crown for the Zedikah Mitiyim, and they become willing to take on the manhigas of the Jews. They have this Rachmanis, Kibarachman in Hagam, and they lead us, then they bring into us the Amun HaShleimah. With this Amun HaShleimah, so the Chanan HaShem is intact, and we have back the Rachman HaShem complete. That the Emunah continually holds on to this Malchus of Kedusha, this Hanhogo, to guard it against a Zor, a stranger who is not fit to be the Manhik. The Emunah guards the Malchus against such type of people who don't have the right Rachmonis, that they should not be able to get the Malchus. But there you should know, Sheikir HaMalchus Shalosha B'Chachma, that the Ikir Kayach HaMalchus, it's Shoydesh, is in Chachma. Malchus comes from Chachma. Malchus is totally in Chachma. So I believe, can then push it that when we say always Bas Melech, the Malchus is called Bas Melech. It doesn't say the Eishes Samir, it says Bas Melech. Bas means the daughter of the father. The father is Ab B'Chachma. So Melech, Bas Melech is the Malchus. How close? Ikke Malchus is Shadish B'Chachma, B'Shvil Kedei Leida Eich Lahanik Lunlech. Because there has to be Chachma in order to lead the Malchus. Mele the Shadish Malchus is a Chachma. Lachen yesh tochol melech hachomim v'yoyitzim. Therefore, every melech has hachomim, wise men, and people give him advice, advisors. Ki bozet tikkun malchus v'yizkayim v'dinosta. Because through these chachomim, his Malchus will remain solid, and his Medina will exist. V'zeh b'chinas v'hi b'shurun melech, v'yisaseh v'rosh hayom. Ibishulam Melach, he was a king in Yisrael, his Asa and Rosh Hayom. They were together the Rosh Hayom. Haini, Adidei Rosh Hayom, Shem HaMoichin V'HaChachmo, to the Rosh, which is the Moichin Chachmo, Ayodom Tikai Mechines HaMalchus. Then there was Ibishulam Melach, that the Malchus is able to exist. Adidei Ahavas HaChachamim, Tikai HaMalchus, to the king who has Ahavas HaChachamim, therefore his Malchus can continue to flourish and exist. When there comes to a king a type of dislike or hatred against the wise men in his land, Yadul Heavily, he should know Shemina Shemaim Yeridul Yirachusa. This is a sign that from heaven they're going to take him down, take him away from his kingdom. Because there is no exist, the world cannot exist without Chachma. The king can lead the land only through Mishpat, and Mishpat the Bechina Sachon. Mishpat the Bechina Vachamu, the wisdom, wise men. Bechina the Imes Mishpatai Tigal Nafshechem. If you will despise my Mishpatim, the Dorishu, the Chamu, the Dorish, the Sene Sachamu. Who is called one who hates the Mishpat? Those who hate Hacham, the Tzaddikim. So we see here that Mishpatim is Hacham. Therefore, Nimtzo Zeh She'en Le'emunah B'Shleimus Machmas Da'kei HaMayri. One who does not have complete Emunah because of Da'kei HaMayri, because of false beliefs, Kishabuli Kapi Atzmei Malchus Ve'Hoga, when he comes to take himself in Malchus for leadership, Yehu Eino Ilo, he's not fit for it. Zayha Amuna Shesovevan Hoga, and the Amuna which surrounds, which is around this Malchus, this leadership, Machsik Bi'an Hoga Shliga Bazar, which as Rebbeinazal said, holds on and guards this Hanoga, this leadership, this Malchus, that no stranger should get to it. Umapi Lo Ish Zeh L'Sinis Achon. So the Amuna, in order to protect the Malchus this, against this person who wants to take it and he's not fit for it, how does he get him away from it to make him lose his leadership? He throws him into a sinus achum. This person should have a sin of a hatred to achum. That there should not remain in his hand and his power of malchus and the leadership. And certainly if he has sinus achum, surely he won't be able to keep on to this malchus. Totally a mishpat cannot be good. Zika Malchus is totally a mishpat, which means Ahavasachum. Elohim Kain Zeha Machsek Malchus Miskababe, because of Saminas, unless there's a time when even the Emuna Hasvashalom cannot save the Malchus from this Ishzor. When is that? If this Ishzor, who is holding on to the Malchus, has become so strong in Apikursus and Kfida, until he actually separates the Emunah which is Kedusha, he separates the Emunah from this leadership, Malchus, from the Hachsik of Malchus. He separates the Emunah from all the others, Malchus. As a Yochaliyah, she is Kaya Malchus Biyodai, then it can be that the Malchus remain by him. Ki Amy, she Yapil Oyster, the Sinus Achon, because then there's no one to put him into Sinus Achon. Because the Emunah became completely separated from the Malchus. The Emunah is no longer here as a shalom to throw with the Sinas Acham. So Mela, he can hold on to the Malchus because he won't get the defender of the Malchus, which is the Emunah, will no longer throw him with the Sinas Acham because it's not here anymore. He's separated completely through his Kfina. The Zen is Pshat Nirvah Menachas Barah Menorah Asuyeh. Boy, this is Tavei Atmir Barah Menorah Yerabin Zalsin Zeh Shein Le'Emunah B'Shtayin Zeh Kanal. One of them has the Muna in Darkei Amori. Atmei is a bechinas oitim ozne mishmoy adamim. Leishon mezilucha de tzuvah de rabbanon. Atmei means that he doesn't want to listen to the to chas v'sholom a word against the hacham. So he was boy the nishmateli atmei. He got rid of this oitim. In other words, he did accept sinas hacham. Haino b'irsho hanal rotsu l'hapalai sinas sinas hacham. This fish the b'irsho wanted to throw him into. The sinas achamim to take away the yatmi, the avas achamim. Zorak zikah the chala v'nochas. Chala bechinas is kabras haminus. Chala means is kabras where the kfir became so strong. Bechinas ki is chametz lavavi. The heart became full of chametz sour, completely through the kfir. So this bara meinoi so strengthened himself. Rachmana letzlan inap bikursus in kfir until he was mafred the emuna from the malchus. This the Birsha had to flee to away from it. He separated the Emunah from the Malchus, and therefore this Barmei was able to hold on to the Malchus because there was no more Emunah to stop him to be able to in Sinas Achamim. At first the Emunah wanted to throw him in Sinas Achamim, but once he threw his Chala, he strengthened himself in a Bikurs to such an extent, so Nochas the Emunah left, and therefore he continued to have the Malchus, even though he was so far from it.